All right, time now to talk with Danvers High School Ryan Nolan. Once again, our game of the week will be at Dr. Deering Stadium when it's Danvers hosting the Haverhill Hillies. Coach, how are you doing?
Doing good.
All right.
Looking forward to this week playing on a Thursday, so going up against Haverhill again.
Coach, I have to ask about what I thought was a really strange night. Now, the score doesn't indicate it, but to me, the 35-21 Tewksbury over Danvers last Friday night, it was a pretty close defensive game for the most part.
Well, I think it was hard fought on both sides, and there certainly were some big plays, especially at the end by them. But I think both teams battled, and again, we had a couple things early on with that alignment issues that happened in the first game. But after giving up a long run and a tough play-action pass, we really settled in, and the kids played well. So really felt good there for about 2.5 quarters.
Well, I know that Coach Paul Ingram always used to say you can't teach speed, and Alex Arbogast has got some speed. I mean, he was absolutely amazing once he turned that corner.
Yeah, I mean, he, New England champion in the 55-meter dash. I know in the 100, he was one of the top kids in all of New England. We knew he was real fast going into it, and, he looked even faster when some of our guys were beat up a little and cramped up, but both teams were the same thing, you know, so we were all battling through that together, and that kid has, exceptional speed. I hope we don't see anyone as fast as him.
Yeah, he was something. I have to ask you one more question about the game that's been bugging me. Through the first 3.5 quarters, neither team had a drive longer than 6 plays. Isn't that a little unusual?
Oh, I mean, it's far from the 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I think both of us were working. You know, we understand at the core, you know, what each of us were trying to run. So we both tried to make it difficult on opposing offenses, but, you know, both sides were able to hit a couple real big plays
over
the course of the game. But, you know, it says a lot about the kids out there playing their responsibilities defensively. And then there was a lot of big plays as well, too. So there's a lot of kids that with some ability and speed on the outside on both teams that really made a difference.
The obvious offensive guys were heroes once again, Travis Voisin and Owen Gazanowski. But what about Aris Zaris? I mean, he played a big game and looked like he got hurt there for a while.
Aris, like, again, they were trying everything they could to, you know, take him away somewhat. But the other thing is Aris was playing middle linebacker for us, playing tight end, running vertical routes, running inside out for the linebacker, making all the calls. So over the course of the game, he got dehydrated, and he started cramping up pretty good, and he's a big 230-pound kid with carrying a lot of muscle, and he's in shape, and he's worked hard, but at some point, your body cramps up, and it happened to him, you know, as well as other guys, but, you know, he's all right. He's fine now.
Excellent. Ryan, when you look at the video, from up above, I guess it is, rather than being on the field, can you mention maybe one or two players who, you know, did exceptionally well that maybe you couldn't see because you're watching other things during the game?
One in particular on film, my junior lineman, Adam Kozlowski, playing nose and playing tackle for us. He really, really had a strong game and is doing a real good job for us. I think our sophomore center, too, Aiden Perry. First game of the year is really tough, you know, as far as exchange with the quarterback, and you're doing so many things. And again, he always had a nose on him and people moving around. And he was really, really solid for a sophomore lineman. I thought he really did a great job, all things considered, for game one for a sophomore. So I think both of those guys really, really played well for us.
Yeah, it was a very entertaining game, I'll tell you, from a fan standpoint, but I can imagine how tough it was down there. So let's fast forward now. Let's go to Haverhill. What can you tell me about these guys?
I mean, they're a good team with good athletes. They played a lot of younger kids last year, and they all have a year experience under their belt, and they're a year older and bigger and faster and stronger and more knowledgeable. You know, they're a good combination of having a big line, a younger quarterback, but he started last year. He's only a sophomore, but he's got a lot of natural ability. They've got good skill position athletes on the outside, and, you know, they've got one of the biggest lines that we're going to see this whole year. So they're a very good team, and I know they're riding, I would imagine they're riding high after starting the season 1-0 and watching the film versus Beverly. They're physical, they're fast, they're playing together. I mean, they're looking very good.
Coach, anything else you want to mention about your boys?
I was happy, really happy with the way the game didn't go the way we wanted. And kids had to jump in who maybe didn't think they were going to jump in. And I think the kids competed. I think a lot of kids stepped up. I think even a guy like Kevin Ahern stepping in for us as a sophomore in a new position, just jumping in there and playing, and doing a good job. That's huge for us. We need to get more guys on the field. So, it wasn't the result we wanted, but I think the ability to go and fight and be resilient, and it didn't look great in the very beginning, at least from the defensive perspective. And again, the end of the game was another story, but throughout the majority of the game, I thought the kids settled in and played pretty well. And, offensively, it's a brand new system, and I think they're doing a good job picking it up. And, it's just going to continue to, evolve as we go forward and the kids get more and more comfortable. So I'm excited about what we have ahead of us.
I'm excited about it too. Coach, good luck this week, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care. That is Ryan Nolan, who is the Danvers High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.